Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
They got quarterback mobility in the form of Drake May. He does a really good job of extending plays and making plays with his legs. And so, you know, the weeks where quarterback mobility are a factor, that usually has your attention from a rush and coverage perspective. You have to be real solid in the rush to eliminate downhill escape lanes, et cetera. You got to be ready to cover, extend it as they utilize their legs to extend plays. And that's certainly been an asset of his game since he's been in the league.
5:15, time to start your weekend off right with Archie's Famous Wings. It's time for The Other Side, where we take a look at the Steelers' opponent. We don't do this every week, but when it's a big week and this is a make-or-break game for the Steelers, I feel like their season is pretty much already destined to end in failure. But if they win this game, they'll get to 2-1, and they'll start to be good vibes again. That was Tomlin on Drake May. Third week in a row, Tomlin has undersold the other team's quarterback as a guy that can beat you with his arm. He only talked about Fields as a runner. Then Fields had one of his best passing games ever. I think he forgot about Sam Darnold completely when he was previewing Seattle, and at the end came up with some journeyman euphemism about him, which was the best he could come up with. He's like, well, he's well-traveled. Okay, that's not really a compliment at all.
It's very much not a compliment
And then
for
with Drake May, it was just he can run. And he talked about everybody else in the Steelers and the Patriots offense, including their coaches, before he got to Drake May. I'm nervous. I like Drake May a lot. I happen to think Drake May is going to be a very good quarterback, and he'll never get to Brady levels, but I think we're going to get pissed about playing Drake May for the next 10 years here.
If Mike isn't that worried about him, I think Mike's underestimating him. I think of all those guys who got drafted last year, and I know Daniels was a runaway offensive rookie of the year, I think May's going to have the best career of those three guys that made a pretty big mark.
I want to apologize to our listeners right now.
Yeah.
2 hours ago, I tweeted out a former Patriots tight end with local connections is going to join the show.
Okay.
I've been misled and bamboozled. We do have a former Patriots tight end who's joining us. The local connections thing made everybody think it was Rob Gronkowski.
Played at Woody High's senior year.
We were lied to.
By whom?
Well, our former colleague here at The Fan, Ken Laird.
Second person I ever hosted a two-person show with at ESPN 1250.
And then he came here and hosted a little bit before he left for Boston.
And he's done big things
just
up there.
Like our ex-producer, Craig Riley, who crossed the Rubicon from producer to suit.
Yes.
Ken Laird did the same thing. He is the boss at historic Boston sports radio station, WEEI.
Do they call him Content Ken like we call
Craig? I don't know. Ken was going to come on with us, but then faked some illness. Like he said, his voice wasn't working. So he said, I've got a guy who's perfect for you, Jermaine Wiggins, who played tight end on the team that beat the Steelers in the 2001 AFC Championship game. He does the morning show there. He's tremendous. He's fantastic. He's actually on hold right now, and I can't wait to talk to him. But Ken lied to me about the local connections. He goes, oh, yeah, he knows all about Pittsburgh. His wife is from West Virginia. Okay, my wife went to West Virginia. I guess that kind of counts. I Googled how far away he gave me her hometown. It's 3 hours and 49 minutes away from here.
What town?
That's not local. Jermaine Wiggins is on the hotline right now. Jermaine, where is your lovely wife from?
She's She's from Beckley, West Virginia, which is nowhere near.
Yeah, what is Penn Layer doing to me?
Jermaine,
here?
Beckley is where you drive through if you're like going down to the Outer Banks or something,
He said great local connection. No, it's not.
There's nothing local about me in Pittsburgh. Yeah, I mean, I've been through Morgantown. That's about it. But there is nothing local for me in Pittsburgh at all. Not 1% of. I mean, I've been there a few times just to beat up on the Steelers.
Oh my God!
Here we go. Here we go.
Other than that, I don't really know much about the Pittsburgh area except that Dan Marino and Aaron Donald are from there, and Ty Law is from Aliquippa.
You got a good Ty Law story?
That's safe for radio.
I would say this. Ty Law, I don't know if it's really a good Ty Law story, but I mean, when I got into the Patriots and had the opportunity to play with Ty Law, he's one of the hottest workers that I've ever been around. And every other word out of his mouth is either an S-bomb or an F-bomb, which kind of makes it seem like he might be from Massachusetts. So Ty is such a great guy. And, you know, hearing all about Pennsylvania and the Pittsburgh area, about, you know, all the great players that have came out of there, I would say that's about the funniest thing when I think about Ty Law is I don't know who swears worse, him or me.
Jermaine, let's talk about the team the Steelers are going to play on Sunday. I'm sick of this Steelers team. I'm very much already over them 2 weeks into the season. They can't stop the run. They can't run the ball whatsoever. They can't stop it. They can't run it. What is a bigger problem for the Steelers than going into this game against the team you watch and you played for? Their inability to run the ball or their inability to stop the Patriots' run?
I would probably say their inability maybe to stop the Patriots run, because the Patriots have been pretty good against the run themselves, but they've kind of struggled a little bit running the football. And if Pittsburgh can't stop the run and you can get the run going against the Steelers defense, that will just open up so many things for Drake May, especially play action, because they love play action. They love to get him on the move. It's what's shocking that Pittsburgh can't stop the run. All that money they spent in the offseason, you'd think they'd be able to stop the run or at least get to the quarterback, which, you know.
T.J. Watt's got no sacks. He hasn't had a sack in six games. He's making $41 million, Jermaine.
Yeah. I mean, you would think that, you know, a guy like him, and I, you know, I think he's a tremendous player, but you look, I think what Pittsburgh's maybe has three sacks on the air, and the Patriots lead the NFL with 9 sacks. So, you know, I think if the Patriots can run the football knowing that Pittsburgh can't stop a nosebleed, this could be a really great opportunity for them to win this football game, play Carolina next week, win another game, and then go to Buffalo with an opportunity to play for first place in the division.
Jermaine, we know Stephon Diggs by the name because it's a very famous name among wide receivers, but he's not the guy he was four or 5 years ago.
And he's having a baby, by the way. We need to congratulate him on all his success.
With Cardi B, yes, congratulations to him.
Don't forget his other baby.
Okay.
But he's not the guy he used to be, but that's the biggest name in that receiving core that's recognizable. If they do need to take to the air, how worried should Steelers fans be about what Drake May and that core of pass catchers can do?
Well, I think if you look at Drake May, Josh McDaniels last week did a really good job with him. Diggs is not the same player that we've seen in the past. He's more of a possession guy, a guy that is a veteran that can find the soft spots in the defense, catch the ball. He's not going to, you know, give you much run after catch, at least, you know, not through the first couple of weeks of the season. He doesn't look like the same player. But I think the thing that the Patriots have is, it's like they have a bunch of possession receivers, and if you can keep the chains moving and you keep Drake.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you
what
know why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
May in a position where he doesn't have to take any crazy shots. He can be smart with the football. That's what I think makes this passing game dangerous, is because they don't need to sling it all over the field up and down, especially when Josh gets the call and a good game plan. They can kind of like, you know, mid-range, dink and dunk underneath, and they have guys that can just catch the football and make the tough catches. But at least as of right now, there's not a lot of run after catch from Patriots wide receivers.
How dangerous is May if he's got to break the pocket and decides to tuck it and run? What kind of a problem is that going to be?
Well, he's extremely dangerous. I think the one thing that he did differently from week one to week two is he played looser. He took advantage of utilizing his legs. I think they might have gotten his head a little bit heading into the season. Like, if you do run, protect yourself. And you saw him slide in some situations where, you know, maybe he could have picked up a few more yards. But I think the thing that you're starting to see him do is play a little bit looser, but also play smarter. And when he does break containment, he can extend plays. And you know how dangerous that is for a defense, is his ability to extend plays, make plays with his legs, or ultimately be able to throw the football while he's on the move, which he does a really good job of.
Former Patriots tight end Jermaine Wiggins from WEEI in Boston with us here, telling us about the Patriots. Jermaine, you're doing a great job. I still cannot get over Ken here saying that your wife was local. I still have to come back to that. Where in Pittsburgh is Ken from, Chris? Is he a Greensburg guy? Do we know exactly? To say that Beckley, West Virginia is local, that would be like if he said,
minute.
Oh yeah, his wife's from Philadelphia. He'd love to
Hold
come on in Pittsburgh.
Time out.
I cannot get over that.
How local even is Ken Laird? Isn't he? He went to Northeastern.
Are but he's from here originally, and he went to college in Boston. That's the story with Ken. He's a Pittsburgh guy, but he went to school in Boston.
I don't even remember where I was. Like, I knew Ken back in the day, obviously, like 17, 18 years ago, getting my start. I can't even think of where he would have been
He didn't want to do the interview, so he just made up a connection for you, Jermaine, and then as your boss forced you to do this. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, the only connection close to me is probably Pat Freiermuth, who's from Massachusetts.
Oh, that's right.
Local, still, that's about as local as we get.
Yeah, I mean, he practically could have just said, oh yeah, Jermaine, he's a Pittsburgh guy. Yeah, he once was there in Pittsburgh. He flew through the town once.
Unbelievable.
Ridiculous behavior.
One thing I see as a potential savior for the Steelers in this game, Jermaine, is Robert Spillane plays for the Patriots. And we know Robert Spillane. I feel like you could come out of retirement and go for 10 and 150 on him. I mean, is that a soft spot? Taking advantage of the Patriots' linebackers and coverage in this game?
Well, I think the thing you have to look at, they're not asking him to do that, right? They're asking him to do what he did when he was with the Raiders, is just make a bunch of tackles. You know, so when you look at Pittsburgh, I think the thing for us Patriots fans is going to be, is this the third week in a row that we let a quarterback throw for 300 yards? And obviously Aaron Rodgers still has that capability. Week one, he looked tremendous. I know week two, there was a little bit of a kind of a setback, but then again, you know.
We can't block for him. That's the issue, Jermaine.
Jermaine, he had a couple of vintage throws, though. He threw one about 60 yards in the air on the move to Freiermuth, and Pat dropped it, and that might have changed that opening drive and the game.
Yeah, well, and you know, and if Pittsburgh did a better job of coaching the special teams, you'd have, you know, you might have had a chance to win the game.
What would Belichick have done if a player made a mistake like that in the early 2000s?
Oh, my God.
What's happening to that player? Is he even alive the next day?
Yeah, he's definitely in WITSEC. He's definitely in the Witness Protection Program, and I don't know where. And that's the thing about Rodgers. The one thing we interviewed Robert Spillane on the Greg Hill Show this morning, and what he talked about was how good Aaron Rodgers looked moving around. You know, he's not the Rodgers that we used to see, but he's not the Rodgers that we saw last year with the New York Jets. And, you know, that's going to be the biggest thing. And I think for Patriots fans is, is this 3 weeks in a row you let up another 300-yard passer? Week one, it was Geno Smith. Week two was Tua Tagovailoa. And obviously, Aaron Rodgers is better than both of those guys. So that, I think, is the biggest thing, is our pass defense, especially our secondary. Can they keep Rodgers, and can they keep him under control and not allow him to throw the ball all over the yard?
If the Patriots are going to win this game, Jermaine, who do you think the star of the game will be for them? And if they somehow lose this home game and blow it to the Steelers, who do you think the GOAT is going to be for New England in this one?
Well, if they're able to win this game, I think it's going to be the secondary. If the secondary can take care of business and, you know, limit Aaron Rodgers and that passing offense, I think that's what's going to win the football game. And if they lose the football game, then I'm going to tell you it's going to be on the secondary, because the secondary has struggled the first 2 weeks of the season, and that has given opportunities to Miami to have a chance to win the football game, but also losing week one against the Vegas because of that. So I clearly put the most important piece of this game is going to be on the secondary of the New England
Patriots.
And
is Gonzalez going to play?
We'll be fine. I'm not 100% sure. If I was going to bet it, I would probably bet no.
Okay.
So that's obviously going to be another factor where it's going to play to Pittsburgh's advantage. It's all going to come down to the secondary, because if you haven't seen New England play, that's really where they struggle. They get after the quarterback. They play offense smart. They don't have a bunch of turnovers, but their secondary is their weak link right now.
Former Patriot Jermaine Wiggins, Super Bowl champ, who just can't get enough of Pittsburgh. He married a woman who grew up 4 hours away from here. Thank you so much, Jermaine. Appreciate it.
All right. You have a good one, fellas.
You too, man. Goodbye.
What the heck was Laird doing? Beckley?
And Kabali out at Laird. He's from Hempfield.
That's right. I knew it was Greensburg. You're right.
Oh, yeah. Right down the road.
Beckley, West Virginia, Short John. It's practically Bethel Park.
See, when you're the boss now, you can come. You can make up stuff, come up with stuff, force people to do stuff. Like that move that he pulled where he was supposed to come on with us, because he still hosts shows there, by the way. He double dips, host and boss. Mm-hmm. And everyone here knows him still. But he can weasel his way out of things because he's the boss now. And like that whole trick where, oh yeah, I'm giving you somebody else who's got a local connection, that is a total Craig move.
It is.
It's like that's right out of the Odyssey boss handbook right there. Yeah.
When,
they must go to the same class together.
When you become a brand manager, there's how to weasel out of things. Ken was probably looking into it for a while, trying to figure out what to do.
What a thick Boston accent that guy's got, huh?
Except he's from Brooklyn originally.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, he picked up the Boston accent for sure.
That was my first thought too. I was like, "Holy crap! It sounds like you're talking to like a guy who just sits in the stands. He's such a thick accent."
Yeah. All right. Football Talk on the Fan. You just heard is brought to you by Paramount Plus. Sly Stallone back in the original hit series Tulsa King. This season, Dwight faces his most dangerous adversaries yet, forcing him to fight for everything he's built to protect in his empire. Stream the new season of Tulsa King on Sunday, September 21st, exclusively this Sunday on Paramount Plus. Quick timeout. By the way, you can follow us on Twitter, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. We've got Seth with a headline. In the hodgepodge, we'll pick the game, and then we'll send you off to the leadoff show. But first, here's the headline.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.